Chapter 19. Coming Home. Meanwhile, in India, Dobbin had received his sister's letter telling him that Amelia might marry Dr. Linton. Dobbin decided to return to England immediately. He was still in love with Amelia, you see, and hoped to get home before she got married. On the first day on the ship from India to England, Dobbin was surprised to see a familiar figure sitting on a chair. "Jos Sedley!" exclaimed Dobbin.
"Dobbin!" Jos said. "How incredible to meet you here!"
"And you," answered Dobbin. "Are you going home?"
"Yes, I've retired from my business," Jos explained. "I thought I should be close to home now. My father's been ill since my mother died."
"Oh, Jos, I'm so sorry. I didn't know," said Dobbin, wondering how Amelia was coping with the death of her mother so soon after George's move to the Osbournes. For a few moments, both men were silent. Then Jos said,
"Is your wife with you? Amelia wrote to me that you got married."
"No, I'm not married," Dobbin replied. "I wrote to Amelia to say that it wasn't true. Perhaps she didn't get my letter." Dobbin paused for a moment, then said nervously, "I heard from my sister that Amelia is getting married."
Jos laughed and said, "Oh, I'm sure that's not true either. She would have written to me about it."
From that moment on, Dobbin enjoyed the voyage. He spent a lot of time with Jos and gradually convinced him to buy a house in London for himself, his father, and Amelia. Of course, Dobbin hoped that Amelia would marry him, but if she didn't, he wanted to make sure that her brother would look after her. When the ship finally arrived in England, Jos and Dobbin decided to travel together to London. When they got to the Sedleys' house, nobody was at home.
"They're in the park," said a neighbour, pointing out the direction.
Dobbin was so impatient to see Amelia that he almost ran there. But Jos followed very slowly behind him. Entering the park, Dobbin saw Amelia and her father sitting on a bench. Just then, Amelia saw him too. She stood up and ran towards him, smiling.
"Dobbin," she said, "what a surprise!"
"Hello, Amelia," said Dobbin,
taking her hands in his and looking at her tenderly for a long moment. To Dobbin, Amelia still looked beautiful. He didn't care that her hair was a little grey and that she was a bit heavier. Still holding Amelia's hands, Dobbin turned to Mr. Sedley.
"Someone else is here too," he said.
Amelia let go of Dobbin's hands.
"Mrs. Dobbin?"
she asked, trying to smile.
"There is no Mrs. Dobbin," Dobbin exclaimed. "I wrote and told you that. I mean your brother Jos. We travelled to England on the same ship. Look, here he comes now."
"Do you hear, Father?"
Amelia said happily.
"Jos is here."
The old man smiled and held out his arms to his son. Amelia hugged her brother and they walked slowly to the Sedleys' house. Amelia made tea and soon afterwards her father and Jos went to rest. For the next few hours, Amelia and Dobbin sat alone together and talked mostly about Georgie. Finally, Dobbin said,
"I must go and see my family, but I'll visit Georgie tomorrow and I'll see you after that."
From then on, Dobbin visited Amelia every day and he saw Georgie almost as often. Whenever Georgie visited his mother, he always talked about Dobbin. And Amelia realised that Georgie was becoming very fond of his father's old friend. That made her think even more kindly of Dobbin. Meanwhile, Jos spent his time eating, drinking, and looking at houses to buy. A few months later, he bought a house and Amelia and her father moved in. Dobbin helped Amelia supervise the men bringing in the furniture.
"I never mentioned it before," Dobbin said
when they were bringing in the piano that he had bought and sent anonymously to Amelia so many years earlier.
"But I'm glad you've kept it." This piano is very special to me, Amelia said. George gave it to me.
Did he?
I didn't know that, Dobbin said sadly. Something in Dobbin's voice and expression made Amelia realize that the piano had come from Dobbin, not George.
You sent it to me, didn't you?
She said quietly.
I always assumed it was from George. Please forgive me for never thanking you.
As she spoke, she touched his hand, and Dobbin could no longer suppress his feelings.
I shouldn't have said anything, he said. But Amelia, I bought your piano for you because I loved you. I still love you. I've loved you ever since that night we went to Vauxhall.
I love you too, William, but as a good friend, Amelia said gently. I could never love anyone else the way I loved George. You've been so good to Georgie and me. Please continue to be our friend.
Amelia put her head on Dobbin's shoulder and began to cry. Dobbin put his arms around her and kissed her head.
Of course I will always be your friend, he said.
He continued to visit Georgie and to see Amelia every day, hoping that eventually her feelings towards him would change. When Dobbin was at the Osborne's house, he also spent quite a lot of time talking with old Mr. Osborne. The old man had changed a lot since Georgie had moved in. He had become much nicer and always welcomed Dobbin warmly when he visited. He even asked Dobbin about Amelia. Dobbin told old Mr. Osborne a great deal about Amelia, about her new house, about how much she missed her son, and about how grateful she was to old Mr. Osborne for taking such good care of Georgie. Old Mr. Osborne thought about his previous friendship with Mr. Sedley and told Dobbin that he was planning to invite Amelia and her father to dinner. However, sometime after Joss's and Dobbin's return, Mr. Sedley became very ill and died a few weeks later. Shortly after that, old Mr. Osborne also died. In his will, he had written, "My property is to be equally divided between my daughter Jane and my grandson Georgie. In addition, Georgie is to move back to the home of his loving mother, my son George's widow. She will receive £500 a year." It meant a great deal to Amelia to know that George's father had finally accepted her, and she was grateful for the money he had left her and Georgie. But most of all, she was happy because Georgie was coming home. She also realized that Dobbin had been responsible for changing old Osborne's mind about her, and she was grateful to him for that. She sometimes thought about Dobbin in a romantic way, but then she would see George's face in her mind and suppress the thoughts.